Bandhati Rajam Rupurim Maturim Goshtubhatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavaksham Prapto Yashipatita Kripaya Shigurum Dhamnitoshmi Ajanulam Bhuto Gujo Kankavadato Sankirtanai Gopitaro Kamalai Paksham Vishambaro Dvijavaro Yugadhyama Palo Vande Jagatriya Karo Karuna Avatara Vancha Kavadaru Vishcha Kupa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavedu Namaha Chai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Viradha Shri Vasari Gora Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So recently we heard that some of the devotees died in a plane crash, and 8 devotees died in a plane crash, and in Nepal they were going to Mukhinath. And amongst those persons, there was one mother and her 14-year-old daughter, and one brahmachari in a temple, a number of devotees. And it's caused a lot of pain to devotees because of that. And we've heard different people suggesting different things, how to deal with that pain. Some people are saying that we should understand we're not our bodies. And the sochati na kangshati, we shouldn't hanker, we shouldn't lament. We should be wise, we should be dura. But I would suggest that that's not actually appropriate. My Guru Maharaj, when he spoke about the words of Uddhava to Nanda and Yashoda when they were lamenting in separation from Krishna, he said that Uddhava became bewildered. He was going, he was speaking Bhagavad Gita to them. You shouldn't lament, you should be equipoised. But he saw his words weren't having any effect. And he felt like saying to them, cry more, cry more. So we should understand that Gaudiya Vaishnavas are not yogis. And they're not impersonalists. It's not that we give up personal relationships. Some people, Prabhupada writes in the Gita, they become hurt when they experience some problems in social dealings. And so because of it, they become impersonal. And they say, all relationships are wrong. All relationships are bad. But devotees are not like that. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Madhyalila Chapter 8, known as the Ramananda Samvad, the talks of Ramananda Roy, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu asked him, Dukha madhye kona duk hoya guruta. What amongst all different painful things, all different types of duk, all different types of misery, what is the most, the guruta? What is the heaviest? What is the worst type of pain? And Ramananda Roy replied, Krishna bhakta virahavina dukha nahi dekhi par. Amongst all the types of separation, there's only one type of happiness that I see. Otherwise, there's no type of unhappiness. He's a devotee. Devotee has no suffering in this world. Bhukti mukti siddhi kam, sakaleya shanti. The bhuktis mukti siddhi kam, they want something, so they're always ashanti. But Krishna bhakta nishkama ataiva shanti. The devotee is always peaceful. He's not hankering or lamenting for anything in this world. But Ramananda Roy says, aside from this one thing, I don't know of anything else that's painful. Krishna Bhakta Viraha, separation from the devotee of the Lord. And Prabhupada translates this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of all kinds of distress, what is the most painful? Sri Ramananda Roy replied, apart from separation from the devotees of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. Prabhupada writes in his purport, concerning this, the Lord states in the Vedic literature, Mam anaraja dukartaha kutumbasakta manasaha satsanga rahito marcho vridha seva parachuta. A person who does not worship me, who is unduly attached to family, and who does not stick to devotional service must be considered a most unhappy person. Similarly, one who does not associate with Vaishnavas, who does not render service to his superior, is also a most unhappy person. There's also the following statement in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita 1.5.44. Svajivanadikam kartyam Sri Vishnu janasangataha vichede nakshanam chakta nasukam sam labamahe. This is spoken by Yudhisthira Maharaj. Out of all kinds of desirable things experienced in the life of a living entity, association with the devotees of the Lord is the greatest. When we are separated from a devotee, even for a moment, we cannot enjoy happiness. So we should understand, we're bhakti yogis, we're devotees, we're not astanga yogis, we're not tyagis. Devotees have feelings, and in particular they have feelings for devotees. Srila Prabhupada described in one lecture in Los Angeles, in the second platform, meaning Madhyama Adhikari, we should not only love God, but we should make friendship with devotees who are loving God. That is society. Our society is devotees. We should not only practice to love God, but we should make friendship and love the devotees also. We should love devotees. Sometimes there's a misconception. We should not love devotees. Because if you love someone in the material world, when they die, when some terrible accident happens like this, then we lament. And Krishna says in the Gita, na sochati na kamshati, don't lament, don't hanker. So we think we should do like that. But that's not the system of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Rather than saying don't cry, we say cry more, cry more. We should develop deep association, deep love for devotees. Our Goswamis, many times they quote the Satvata Tantra, which is a very beautiful book all about Prem Bhakti, Vrindavan, Radha Krishna. And in that book it's described, Tathapi Nirguna Yecha, Yecha Bhagavata Mataha, Teshi Priti Mahabhaga, Duskariti Mayochita. That love for the devotees is a great good fortune that's very difficult to attain. It's not an easy thing to get love for devotees. Now I'll describe what that love is. The next verse describes. This is chapter 4, text 96. Hari lila suto chara pareshu suto tamfaya kaya pittastava harer yata bhakti nanashyati. You should always love devotees. But how do we love devotees? We love devotees because they're hearing and chanting. We must love them. If you don't love those devotees, how will you develop love for Krishna? Bhakti stu bhagavad bhakti sangena parijayate. Bhakti comes from association with devotees. Krishna bhakti janma mula hoya sadhu sangha. The birthplace of bhakti is sadhu sangha. The devotees are Krishna kripa shrimurti. They're the vehicle, the medium through which Krishna gives his mercy. How can we not love them? If we don't love devotees, there's something wrong. We're becoming impersonalist, and we won't be able to please devotees. Krishna says in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta sate janaha. Those people who say they're my devotee, they're not my devotee. Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhakta sate me bhakta tamo mataha. Those persons are devotees of my devotee. They're real devotees. So the Satvata Tantra says, Hari lila sato chara, pareshu sata tam tvaya, karya prithis tava harir. We should love, the word priti is used, we should love persons who are doing kirtan, who are speaking about Krishna. We should give our heart to them. But you may say, but if I do that, if I give my heart to my friend, my devotee friend, if I give my heart to my devotee wife, my devotee husband, my devotee child, they're going to leave their body. And then I'm going to cry. So better I don't give my heart to them. You're in a very dangerous position. The Satvata Tantra says, Yata Bhakti Nanashiti. If you do this, your bhakti will always be protected. Nanashiti. It'll never be destroyed. So your bhakti is a very careful thing, a very fragile thing. We want to protect that. If we love devotees, then our bhakti will always be protected. But if we become impersonalists, no, I won't love anyone, I'm only going to love Krishna. You can't love Krishna. Huh? You don't know who Krishna is. It's a natural thing. We should love devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma, he says the mukhya primary symptoms of a Madhyama Adhikari are Ananya Bhakti, unalloyed devotion to Krishna. And that unalloyed devotion to Krishna is manifested in four dealings with devotees. Atma Buddhi. He considers the devotees more dear than his own self. Mamata Buddhi. He has intimate affection for the devotees. Ija Buddhi. He considers the devotees to be worshipable. And Tirtha Buddhi. He considers the devotees to be places of pilgrimage. Why and how? Because the devotees are speaking Krishna Katha. Because we're doing Krishna Kirtan with devotees. Because we're doing service with devotees. It's natural to love devotees. This is described in the 11th canto, chapter 3, text 29 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam Krishna manate shu manye shu cha sharidam paricharyam chabayatra mahatsu nishu sadhushu. One who desires his own ultimate self-interest should cultivate love for devotees who've accepted Krishna as their Lord of their life. They should serve Krishna and develop an attitude of service toward all living beings, and especially they should serve those persons in the human form of life, and most especially, one should serve the devotees, and especially the pure devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati describes in his commentary to this verse, the highest duty for devotees of the Supreme Lord is to establish friendship with those who have thus achieved saranagati, shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. One should render service to both the Lord and his devotees, since the Lord is more pleased by sincere service rendered to his pure devotees. One should not only officially offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his devotees, and his worshipable paraphernalia. One should actually render loving service to the representatives of the Lord, who are known as Mahabhagavats. Such an important thing. In the next verse, Krishna tells Uddhava, Parasparanu Katanam, Pavanam Bhagavadyasaha, that we should learn how to associate with devotees by reciting Krishna Katha with them, by hearing about Krishna with them. This is such a very, very important thing. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Narad Muni is going around trying to find the greatest devotee of the Lord. And he speaks to Hanuman. Hanuman's a very famous brahmachari. And Hanuman tells him, I'm not the greatest devotee. The greatest devotee is Yudhisthira and the Pandavas. And maybe Hanuman's worried that Narad Muni is going to think, wait a minute, how can you say that? Because Narad Muni, he's a brahmachari. And Hanuman's a brahmachari. So maybe he's going to think, no. How can the best devotee be a grihastha? Because grihasthas are attached to their family. No, it should be a brahmachari. So Hanuman, to relieve that misconception that Yudhishthira Maharaj might have, he said, Brihad Vrata Duram Ashmams, Tam Shagarhashta Dharminaha, Samraja Vyapritam Matva, Maparada Vitobhava. Please don't let your intelligence be covered by the offensive idea that you and I are staunch celibates and the Pandavas are just householders and they're lesser devotees.
He's saying it to Narad Muni.
Yes, he's telling that to Narad Muni, so a very, very important thing. In his commentary to this verse, Sanatana Goswami, he describes that devotees are attached to Krishna. He says that it's true that Yudhisthira was very attached to his brothers and his wife, but that attachment was not material. It wasn't material, their attachment. It was based not on identification with material bodies, but on the pure spiritual identities of he and his family as being eternal servants of Krishna. Draupadi was the most excellent queen that any emperor could ever have, and she was empowered with a beauty and other transcendental qualities of Krishna's, Vishnu's consort, Lakshmi Devi. But Yudhishthira's affection for her was not due to being attracted by her mundane beauty or those qualities. He was completely immune to that. Similarly, his attraction to his brothers and wife, they were a very, very valuable thing for his bhakti. So this is a very good thing, that kind of attachment. We don't, our philosophy is not that it's wrong to become attached to devotees. Our philosophy is it's very good to become attached to devotees. We're not yogis. Krishna, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he tells the gopis at Kurukshetra, he says that you should think of me, and you should understand that you're not your body. And you should understand that all these material relationships are just temporary, and you should become yogis. But the gopis, when Krishna told them that, they rejected that. What is the verse, do you remember? First one? The gopis wouldn't accept that instruction from Krishna. And they spoke a verse, a very important verse, which I can't remember, which is also found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he quoted in front of Ahushchate nalina nava padara vindam yogeshwarai kridi vichinda magara bodha samsara kupa patitattara navalambam. The gopis said, we're not yogis. We can't do this yoga. We can't meditate on you. We can't think about we're not our bodies, because we're attached to you in love. This is the nature of bhakti marg, the nature of the path of love. We can't artificially try to renounce something, and we shouldn't. We have feelings, but we should cultivate those feelings for Krishna. We should love devotees, but we should love them in connection with Krishna. So rather than telling people don't cry when they lose a loved one who's a devotee, we should say cry more. This is Krishna's purpose. Otherwise, why is Krishna doing this? Why is he taking away a beloved devotee? We may consider that it's a type of cruelty. Why is Krishna doing like that? It's not cruelty. Krishna says, Yashyahamana Grinami, Harishita Dhanam Shanai. If I really give mercy to someone, then I take everything away from them, everything material, and then they cry. And then the next verse he says, then when they become frustrated with relationships in this material world, at that time they make friends with the devotees. And Krishna says, Kurishi Madanugraham. That's my anugraha. That's my real mercy when I give them relationships with devotees. This is how Krishna gives his relationship. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in his Sartha Darshan, in this verse of the Bhagavatam, he describes that although the happiness and distress devotees experience resemble some ordinary karmic reactions, parabdha, they are in fact given by the Lord himself. As the Bhagavatam 10.87.40 states, Bhavad Uttaya Subhashuva Subhayo. A mature devotee recognizes the superficial good and bad conditions he encounters as signs of the direct guidance of his ever-well-wishing Lord. But, he says, if the Lord is so compassionate to devotees, why does he expose them to special suffering? This is answered, Vishnu says, by an analogy. A very affectionate father takes the responsibility of restricting his children's play and making them go to school. That is a genuine expression of his love for them, even if the children cannot appreciate it. Similarly, if the Supreme Lord Vishnu is mercifully strict with all his dependents, and not only with immature devotees struggling with the Supreme Lord Vishnu is mercifully strict with all his dependents, not just with immature devotees struggling to become qualified. Even perfect saints like Prahlad and Dhruva were subjected to great tribulation, but in the end, the Lord gave them profuse enjoyment of wealth and material happiness. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, persons like Yudhisthira, the crest jewel of perfect saints, they experience great unhappiness. In his purport to the next verse, Vishwanath says, that Krishna says, I'll give my mercy to the devotee, Karishya Madanugraham. This is my second mercy. First mercy is I take everything away. Second mercy I give association with devotees. That's real mercy. I will cause an extraordinary shower of sweet bhakti rus to rain down on my devotees. It's for this purpose that my first mercy bore the fruit of tormenting pain. In this verse, the statement, Karishya Madanugraham, I give my mercy, can be better stated that I give my mercy in the form of my very self. So therefore the devotee, he's Krishna Kripa Srimurti. He's the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. This is how we get Krishna's mercy. We may question, sometimes people, they lose faith. They say, oh my God, my wife, my husband, my children, they were devotees. Why did they die? This is not fair. First of all, we should know, Shastra says, if someone's going on pilgrimage, if someone just dies thinking of going on pilgrimage, Rupa Goswami says in Mathura Mahatmya, if someone just dies thinking with a desire, I'd like to go to Vrindavan, they'll get liberation. If someone dies on their way to Muktinath, on their way to such a place, they're going to get liberation. It's not an ordinary thing. Karmaani nirdahati kim tucha bhakti bhajan. When someone begins bhajan, they don't have ordinary karma. Their karma is destroyed. They have a different kind of karma. It's Krishna karma. And Krishna makes some arrangement. And therefore, after the departure of such devotees, we have a viraha utsav. And this word, this phrase, has two meanings. It's an utsav, a festival. Not for us. We're experiencing viraha. We're crying in separation from it. But it's an utsav for the personalities in the spiritual world when those devotees regain their association. Or it's an utsav for those devotees because they're going to some better situation, even if maybe it's not exactly to the spiritual world. It's a great festival for them. And then we may ask the question then, okay, Krishna's taking care of them, but what about us? Because this lamentation, as Ramananda Roy says, is the greatest pain in this world. People commit suicide when they lose their wife, their husband, their child. How is it this is mercy from Krishna? It is mercy from Krishna. Because we need to come to the point of learning to cry for Krishna. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana, bhakti Krishna nama smarana kandana. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga. Bhakti means to chant Krishna's name and to cry for Krishna. But we don't know who Krishna is. How can we cry for Krishna? So we learn by crying in separation from the devotees. And if our association with the devotees was based in Krishna consciousness, was based on loving relationships based on Krishna, then that crying is not ordinary crying. That crying will help us to develop bhakti. So rather than saying, don't cry, we're not our body, when we lose a devotee, we should say, cry more, cry more. Srila Prabhupada ki for premanandi. Hari Hari. Kashi Prabhupada ki chant, the sun of the age of chant, the sun of the age of chant.